All right, not really too much to update from last night. It's only been a few hours.
Bill, with the bigger gap between the two preseason games, can you break the week up at all and sort of devote the early part of it to yourselves and then get into the game preparation stuff, or do you kind of weave it both throughout the field?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it'll be. Yeah, we'll take a few days here to try to finish up our installation, go through some situational things, work on things we need to work on, and then get ready for Philly at the end of the week. Yep.
Specific to Rob Gronkowski, who didn't practice yesterday, I'm just curious if, based on what he went through this offseason, if you guys are managing him any differently than you would, let's say, last year.
No.
How do you feel his training camp is going for him?
Good. Yeah, good.
Have you seen out of Jermaine Cunningham this summer in camp, Bill?
No, he had a good start to the off-season program, did a good job in the spring. He's working hard. He's out there every day, working hard, getting better.
What areas has he improved in since you guys drafted him 3 years ago?
One of the big things is been out on the field every day. I mean, that's the most important thing, is to be able to work and improve and you know, get better. So, you know, his durability has been good. He's worked on a lot of little things, you know, different reads, techniques in the running game, passing game, gained some experience. I think the whole lead up to it's been good. You know, he really hasn't had that the last 2 years. This is the first year he's really had an off-season program in the National Football League, so off season, you know, to spring camps and all that.
Have you used him some inside, a little bit up front, maybe in some of the sub packages?
If he's worked in there a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of extra versatility with a guy like him?
We'll see how it goes. I don't know if there's enough evidence to know. You know how that's going to turn out. We've worked a couple of our ends in there. We'll see how it goes.
How close are you to reaching the point that on like some of these young guys like Dennard, who hasn't practiced for a while, that you're moving so far along that it might be too tough for him to catch up, you know, by the time he gets back?
Yeah, you hate to see any player miss time, and, you know, the more days they miss, the further behind they fall, but we'll just take it day to day.
Bill, the other night Patrick Chung was talking about working with Steve Gregory and that it's a relationship, and like any relationship, gets better the more you go along. What are the signs that you look for as a coach to say, okay, those two guys are really starting to get on the same page? How does that show itself on film?
Well, you know, when more difficult situations come up, things happen faster, shifts, motions, two-minute situations, and then, you know, formations or situations that are a little bit harder, you know, whether that be an adjustment in a defense we have to make, or whether it's a way their formation, the way they position their players, that it forces us to do something, you know, how quickly we can recognize that, get it communicated, and, you know, work it out. I mean, there's no written test, but it's, you know, when you see things on the field that are, you know, they're just basic, they're simple, they're, you know, the way they normally are, I mean, that's, you'd like to think you can get those right, but when it starts, the wheel starts to spin a little bit faster, then that's a better indicator of, you know, where you are in terms of your recognition, communication, you know, ability to make adjustments.
I know it's only been 2 weeks, but have you seen that evolving, those two guys?
We've seen it with the whole defense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Marcus Cannon has position flexibility. I've seen him working at guard and mostly at tackle in this camp. What made tackle the choice for you to be working him primarily this year?
I just feel like that's his best position.
Why? How so? Like, what are the traits that he has that you feel make him a better fit?
I mean, you know, he's big, he's strong, he's in good condition. He's got the feet to be able to play out there in space. His position he played in college, I mean, he's got a long history of playing there. Think he can play the spot?
Sort of the same boat. You saw Nick McDonald, left tackle, right tackle in the center on Thursday night. You saw him with both guards yesterday. Sort of the same question. What are the traits you sort of see in him that you can say you can probably experiment with this guy all over the line?
We played tackle in college, but, you know, he's primarily played inside the NFL. But, you know, we don't have a lot of depth of tackle, and so he was probably the most experienced, not that he has a lot of experience, but still the most experienced guy with also the athleticism to be able to play the position. And I thought really he did a pretty good job out there. I mean, for not much practice, you know, he hadn't done it in a couple of years and went back out there and really did a pretty credible job. So it was great to see. There's not, you know, there's not many offensive linemen in the league that play all five spots. And so, you know, that if he could do that, that would be very valuable to our football team.
Does that happen often where you sort of create depth without realizing that you had it by sort of experimenting with guys in your own roster?
Yeah, well, you know, like sometimes you get into that with, you know, the like Troy Brown and Julian Edelman playing defense, or, you know, sometimes you kind of get pressed into it. And
players over the course of your career that were all five spot guys?
Not too many. I mean, maybe there's a couple of guys that could have done it, you know, real good players, but they just, you know, played their one spot. I mean, I'm sure Mankins could play anywhere on the line, but another guy played tackle in college, played guard mostly in the NFL. I'm sure he could do it. Oh, you know, I would think so.
How have you felt about Ryan Wendell's camp so far?
I'm sorry?
How have you felt about Ryan Wendell's camp
good.
So far?
Good. Ryan's had a good year. Going all the way back to the spring, healthy. You know, out there every day, getting better, really, you know, improving. I mean, last year was a tough year for me. Got injured early, missed time, and then came back and just kind of still got a little bit banged up again, and, you know, just was never really to get it, be able to get into the flow of it. But he's performed well, performed consistently, and he's, you know, he's done well.
So is it hard to find from a defensive lineman the combination of strength, upfield ability to anchor, and then the ability to chase down and pursue behind the play? I know Richard Seymour was well able to do that. Seems like you don't want your defensive lineman running downfield, but it's part of the job at times as well. Is it rare to have a guy who can chase down running backs, et cetera, from behind?
Depends on how fast they are. I mean, if they're fast enough, yeah. I mean, I think you see a lot of it in the league, you know, guys that can run. I mean, it's hard to catch anybody from behind if you can't run fast. You know, like, you got to be able to cover some ground, whether it's running down guys to the perimeter or downfield on screen passes and, you know, things like that. So, you know, guys that can run, that play hard, that play with a good motor, you know, that they make those plays.
Is that an added value attribute that you would find in a defensive lineman? Not only can he do all these things, but he can also make plays by flattening out or coming down the line or getting downfield.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's a lot of things you ask players of that position to do, and if they can do that, then that's, you know, one of the, that's, you know, another one on there, you know, on that side of the list, you know, so.
Did anything jump out to you? There was a play the other night, kind of nondescript, in the overall scheme, but Chandler Jones got downfield, probably about 4 to 6 yards, and made a tackle from behind. Did those things jump out at you on his film from Syracuse?
Yeah, Chandler runs well. Yeah.
Long-looking strides.
Well, I mean, he's, you know, he covers ground. He plays a good effort. I mean, Jake had a couple of those plays. Justin Jermaine, you know, Rob. I mean, really, all those guys. I mean, they can all run, and they've all made plays from the backside or downfield. I mean, definitely in practice and, you know, through the spring. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the guy runs 4.7, 4.8, and, you know, he takes a good angle and, you know, is playing with good effort.
Do
Like, they'll make some plays.
Shane Green ran well on Thursday night. Obviously, he's come a long way since where he was last year. Have you seen him run like that in practice, or is this like was that sort of as good as you've seen from him performance-wise?
Well, you know, it's always kind of hard to gauge a running back in practice because we're not doing full-speed tackling. So last time he really got an opportunity to run like that was probably in the Kansas City game when he had some of those same kind of looking plays. You know, so, you know, that's a good thing about the preseason games. You get a chance to evaluate players, guys like that, skilled players, you know, can you tackle them, or quarterbacks, you know, how do they throw when they're really under pressure, about to get hit, or after they've been hit, you know, how do they stand in there? I mean, you can simulate more of the line contact in practice, but the tackling of the skill players and, you know, them being able to not get tackled or get tackled or tackle or miss tackles, you know, whatever it is, then, you know, he can set up drills, but it's, you know, it's a better picture in the game. So, yeah, he did a good job, though.
Would you ever be of a mind to hand a running back the ball 320 times in a single season? Are those days kind of gone where you find that kind of player?
I'm for whatever helps us win. If it's 500 quarterback sneaks, if that's the best thing for us, then I'm all for it. If we win, if that's the best thing we can do to win, then sign me up for it.
Is it more rare with some of the just specialization that goes on? I mean, it's since Corey Dillon, really, there hasn't been a guy who was the lone back, and that was 03, 04, 05, and it really continues through the league, and I'm not sure if the other side is specializing so much that there's that much substitution to keep guys fresh and to keep guys specific.
Corey Dillon was good enough to do it, so. If we had the 04 Corey Dillon, he'd be getting ball, you know. I don't know how many times did he carry it that year.
20. Did you say how many times?
Yeah. 300 plus. Yeah, so if Corey Dillon, the Corey Dillon of 2004 was on this roster, I'm sure he'd get it 300 times too. Haven't seen Corey out there lately, though. It's too bad.
Joe Morris or any of those guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the player.
What attributes would that player need?
Production. Yeah. He's productive. I mean, I think you want to give him a chance.
Have a good practice. I think we're done.
Okay.
We're done. All right, guys.
Great. All right.